This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side on this, I guess it's Wednesday morning. Again, who gives a damn what morning it is? It's just another morning. It could be Thursday. Who'd give a damn? We just give a damn for the holidays. Lines are always open if I decide I want to talk to you, because we are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. And we can talk about anything. I don't care. We can talk about politics, religion, race, whatever the hell you want to talk about, local issues. I'm to the point today, I've got a headache. I don't give a damn what we talk about, and I hope I leave here without a headache. Or if I do still have a headache, I hope I give some of you good people a headache. As always, you know, I'm the most controversial bastard around, probably in the United States. They're talking about me in Washington, D.C. They want to have congressional hearings to get me off the air, to stop me from doing this and doing that. What a great country. What a great country. We have all these freedoms, but only if the freedoms that we want are the same freedoms that the politicians want to give us. They take our money as always. They screw us, tattoo us, and do whatever the hell they can do to us. But that's okay, because, see, I do not give a damn. Do not give a damn. You see, in Edwardsville, here's how pissed off I get. Do you see in Edwardsville? Now, they voted a unanimous vote to pass an ordinance creating a 10-cent fee for paper and plastic bags if you use it at the grocery store. If you have to get a bag at the grocery store, it's a 10-cent fee. And that's not a fee, people. That's another tax. It just continues. Another tax. And that's why they don't want me on the air, because I expose these rotten bastards for what they are. It's not a fee. You're going to go to the grocery store, and you don't have anything to take to grow. Well, if you're going to do that, then just have the grocery store deliver everything to your house. That's the way it's going to be in the future. But the politicians have said in Edwardsville, and I thought Edwardsville was a pretty decent town at one point, but they're saying now that you go to the grocery store, if you don't have a bag, you don't bring a bag with you, to get a paper or plastic bag, it'll be a 10-cent fee. And I like when they say fee. That's not a fee. That's another tax. But so when you go to these grocery stores, they have to be retailers over 7,000 square feet, it says. And they say there are 23 in the city. You go there, and you're going to have to pay for a bag to carry the groceries that you've already paid for. Hell, they'll be wanting to rent you a cart. A shopping cart, that'll be next. Well, you know, somehow it's hurting the ozones in this country, or somehow that shopping cart's doing something to hurt the green space in our great country. So what are we going to do? We're going to charge you a fee. No, it's going to be another tax. And you people think I'm crazy, and I somewhat am, but it's going to get worse before it gets better. Think about it. We'll talk about it at the restaurants, as I always say, talk about it at the coffee shops, every place else, but we don't do anything about it. But this is the first city in the area that's going to do this, and I guarantee you, there's going to be more cities doing it. You know, we've got marijuana now, which was totally illegal. I, as an ex-policeman, put people in jail 2, 3, 4 years for controlling and possessing marijuana a few years back. But now, because the politicians have stolen all of our money, they need the tax, so they're going to tax that. Why isn't there prostitution? That's going to be next. Nevada has it. There seems to be no problem there. That's another fee. They won't ever say tax. It's another fee. You can put a fee on prostitutes. And all this crap's coming. Our country's going to hell. Another 100 years, we won't see it. But this country, they'll be smoking dope, snorting cocaine. They'll be doing whatever they can do. And I asked someone, what's the difference between snorting cocaine? Can somebody tell me what the difference between snorting cocaine and smoking marijuana? I've never done either. And I don't give a damn what anybody does with their body. That's their business, not mine. But having said that, you should never violate the law. But I want to know what the difference is. They tell me if you snort cocaine, you get a little high and the buzz goes away and you have to snort it again and again and again. Now, marijuana, you can smoke it, they tell me, and you get the munchies and you're kind of slow motion for 2 or 3 or 4 hours, that all your cognizant skills aren't together. When I say if they're not, how the hell are you going to drive? How the hell are you going to do a job? How the hell are you going to do anything? Think about it. That's just the first step. Legalize marijuana. But now, even more so, they're going to tax you for taking a grocery bag out of a grocery store. You see where it's going, people? It's going there. It's been coming there for quite some time. You know, most of the Democrats, and again, I'm not pimping for the Republicans. Most of the Democrats, they want socialism. Some even want communism. They want the government to give you everything. And you know, it's just like your parents, just like a job, your boss. When they give you something, they expect something in return. And what do they expect in return? They expect you to do what they tell you to do. The good thing about socialism, everything's given to you until it runs out. But the bad thing is the consequences of socialism. You live their lives. You live the leader's lives. You don't live your own life. But it's amazing. But I just thought, single-use bags in Edwardsville, and you good people in Edwardsville, you know there's more coming, and throughout this great, once great state of Illinois, you know it's coming. It's going to get worse way, way, way before it gets better. Now, I'm going to talk to you about racial issues, and I'm a racist. I'm far from a racist. Again, I've done more for the black people than any nigger politician, and I don't give a damn what they say. I help bury people. I help feed people. And I don't say that to have you pat me on the back. I say that to defend myself. If I was a racist, poor kids that were laying there in the morgues at a couple of the funeral homes, they never would have got buried if I hadn't paid for it. I give $25,000 to feed the poor down in East St. Louis at Christmas time. That's a racist. It's a racist, my ass. It's a realist. It's somebody who has come up the hard way and who understands what it's like not to have anything. I don't give a damn about any color. But I do give a damn about the violence in the nigger community. I do give a damn about the violence in the cracker and the hunky community. And I think you good people too. All you white people out there, you can sit back and just answer yourself. Are you a racist? Do you hate someone because of the color of their skin? Hell no, you don't. You hate someone because of the crap they do. If they happen to have black skin, you hate them because of what they do, not because of the color of their skin. But these niggers, the NAACP, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, these nigger groups, nah, you hate us. You hate us because we're black. No, we hate you. We don't hate the proud blacks. We hate the niggers for what they do in that black skin. And a lot of white people are just afraid of niggers. And they've got every right to be. They're not going to discriminate against a nigger. Why the hell do you think they live where they live? They don't want to be around a nigger. Why do you think the proud black people live where they live? They don't want to be around the niggers. The niggers don't even want to be around the niggers. And it pisses me off. It just pisses me off. And here's this ass white bastard from the Washington Post, a nigger racist, Eugene Robinson. And you can go online and read this article. Racist attitudes lead to tragic outcomes. That's the headline. Racist attitudes lead to tragic outcomes. What can a black person do to keep from getting killed by police in this country? That's the headlines. Now, you won't hear this on KMOX. You won't hear anywhere else because they don't want to lose sponsorships. They don't want to get somebody pissed at them. They don't want the NAACP, I begged you to come and picket me. Picket this radio station. I'll come out there and picket with you because you've got every right to picket. You ass white bastards? That's the biggest bunch of racist nigger groups ever. But what can a black person do to keep from getting killed by police in this country? That's in mainstream media. That's in the Washington Post. It's a great big half a page editorial by this Eugene Robinson, and he speaks for the niggers. The question is, driving while black has long been potentially a capital offense, as witnessed by a couple cases. See, they take one or two cases where the honkies, the crackers, the bad whites do something wrong to a black person, illegally, unjustifiably, do it wrong to a black person, and they keep bringing that up over and over and over again. But it says, if you're black, you got to watch out. The officer who gunned down this Jefferson, remembering this Fort Worth killing, is white. But the racism in the killings and the racism is pure and simple. Black lives still are simply not valued the way white lives are. Well, you know what? That may be right, because you know why? White people respect themselves, proud white people, as do proud black. They respect themselves. They believe they're worth something. These niggers that get out on the street, and the crackers and the hunkies, there's enough shame and blame in that game to go around for the white and the black. These bastards don't have any respect for themselves. And if they have no respect for themselves, how can they ever, ever, ever have respect for anybody else? So I would have to say that's right. That the nigger, not the black lives, the nigger lives are simply not valued the way proud white and proud black lives are valued. And I believe that. I believe that. When you're going out there robbing, raping, killing, carjacking, selling drugs, no, your life's not worth a damn. Not to me, and I don't think to anybody else. But they want to play this crap. They want to play this crap like it's always the white guy's fault. Can you, too often, police officers approach situations involving African Americans with racist assumptions. They see a deadly threat where none exist. Now, how does this nigger, Eugene Robinson, know that the white police officers, when they stop, are involved with an African-American? How do they know that they have racist assumptions? How does he know that they don't see a deadly threat where none exists? How the hell do you know none exists when you pull over a car with three crap bums, three dope pushers, some people that may have just killed somebody? You don't know anything about where the threat does not exist. Racism attitudes leads to tragic outcomes. And I agree with that. But what about the niggers killing the white people? We never see black on white, do we? I said that yesterday, and you people better understand what I'm saying. It's always white police officer, white person kills innocent black person. What about all the niggers killing the white people? You never see where, hey, this nigger, this black guy killed this white guy. That's never emphasized. You never emphasize black on black. Never, ever. In North County, all throughout St. Louis, and I guess all throughout the country. It's not, hey, this nigger killed another nigger. It's not that this black killed a nigger or vice versa. It's just a killing. But you notice how they always want to emphasize the few and far between situations where a white person is wrong and is involved in a killing, and it's always white. White killed black. White's bad. White supremacy. White privilege. White my ass. And all you niggers and all you liberal bastards that are white and say, hey, I'm ashamed to be white. Well, kiss my white ass, will you? Because I'm not ashamed to be white. And you proud white people and proud black people, I hope you don't fall for that crap either. I hope you don't fall for that crap. Shame to be white. I'm not ashamed to be nothing. But these niggers apparently, they don't give a damn. They're not ashamed to be niggers, are they? No, they're not ashamed to be niggers. But think about it, people. Racist attitudes leads to tragic outcomes. It says, it's going to be worse until officers' default assumption that black Americans are not suspects, but citizens. Like the Atlanta Jefferson killing in Fort Worth. Now, that could have been a bad shooting, I don't know, but now they tell me that the 8-year-old son of the gal that was killed, and she was innocent, she was a victim, but that doesn't mean the officer was a killer, that doesn't mean the officer wanted to kill a black person, but the son says, oh, my mother heard something and she pulled out a gun. Apparently, and I don't know all the facts, I don't think anybody does at this point, apparently, she had a gun in her hand. Now, here's a police officer, white, black, or green, in a dark area, and they get a call, a wellness check. There's no such thing as a wellness check. If you see a door open, and the editorial here says the white officers snuck around to the side door. Well, I'm not going to pull up when the door's open, knowing maybe somebody's in there killing somebody, maybe somebody's in there robbing somebody, maybe there's somebody in there burglarizing the address that I'm going to. I'm going to proceed with caution. The hell yes I am. When these officers get killed going up to a car on a traffic stop, you don't think with the door open? No wellness check. That's what the neighbor said, oh, check, the door's open. It wasn't a wellness check. It was a crime call. It was a police call for a potential crime, a potential killing. These police officers aren't mind readers. They don't know. But it just amazes me. It amazes me that every time there's a black person killed by a white person, they bring up the 4, 5, or 6 shootings throughout the country. They continue. And this bastard says, walking while black is what attracted police attention to Michael Brown, who was also shot to death. Standing while black enough to get Eric Gardner choked to death. You see, this bastard gonna bring up Michael Brown. Walking while black is why Michael Brown got killed. But see, these bastards, they never change. These niggers never change. They tell the same lie after lie after lie. And if you go throughout this country, you'll get people that honestly think that Michael Brown's a hero. Go ahead, Dane. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob. How are you doing this morning?
Fine. How about yourself?
Pretty good. I just want to make a comment. Now, I don't know. Now, I heard the same report about the black lady getting shot in Fort Worth, but the report I had was the 8-year-old nephew on that.
What do you mean, Dane, the 8-year-old nephew?
He's the one that said that the lady had the gun in her hand.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm sorry. 8-year-old nephew, 8-year-old son. Does that really make any difference, Dane, if it's...
No.
Okay, wait a minute. You corrected me, Dane, so go ahead with what the hell you got to say. I'm talking a serious issue, and you're going to correct me on the 8-year-old son or granddaughter or grand whatever. So go ahead, make your statement, will you?
Okay, I just don't know what's going to happen. We don't know all the facts. What's going on with that? So, but anyway, with the grocery store 10 cents for the bags, some of the stores are already charging that already for the bags. Like your Save-A-Lot at Aldi's and all these other stores.
Okay. Well, so thank you. Thank you for the great information. Unbelievable. I stand corrected. If the lady was killed, if it was her 8-year-old nephew instead of her 8-year-old son, maybe that makes a total difference of what he said. And what he said was she heard something, she was afraid, she got a gun in her hand. So I'm sorry, if it wasn't the son, it was the nephew. So Dane, thank you very much. You've made this country a greater place to live for correcting me. Unbelievable. But think about it, people. Think about it. We're sitting here as proud white people, and let's put the proud black people in with us because they're decent, very decent people, hardworking, honorable people. We sit back and we're going to be destroyed by these niggers. And I don't advocate violence at all, but I advocate standing up for what you believe in. I believe in standing up. I advocate standing up for your rights. But we as white people, It's not like they give us anything, white people. We worked hard day and night to get what we have. So don't be ashamed of working hard to get what you have. Don't let these niggers shame us. Don't let them back us down because, well, you know what? They'll say we're racist. Let them call us any damn thing that they want to call us. I'm proud and white, and I know that pisses off the niggers. But again, the niggers aren't mad at me because I call them niggers. The niggers are mad at me because I'm exposing them. I'm letting you white people know what's going on. You white people finally getting up off your asses and understanding it. You don't have to be ashamed to be white. It's something to be proud of. But I guarantee you, if you go in a restaurant, I'll do it. But if you go in a restaurant where there's some blacks sitting there, I guarantee you, if the white people at the next table over and they're talking, they won't say, hey, listen, I'm proud. I'm proud to be white. You know why? Because then the niggers will say, oh, that's a racist. But they can have the NAACP. They can have all their black associations. We don't call them racist. We let people do what the hell they want to do in this great country. But no, no, not with white people. Not with white people. We're always the bad guy. Well, I say to that, if I'm on the air tomorrow or not, I'm proud, proud, proud to be white. You're never, never, never going to take it away from me. And I hope you proud white people, you don't have to like me. You can hate my guts. You can think I'm a no good rotten bastard. And sometimes I can be. But you got to think for the good of the white community. Don't let the vast minority, the 16%, push us over the cliff because we were born white. We were born white. And now we're the bad guys. We're the bad guys because we were born white. Think about it, people. And I'm not trying to be melodramatic. I'm just trying to be truthful. In this Fort Worth situation, it says black politicians and others criticize the police and media for bringing up Jefferson's weapon. Now, the niggers are pissed because they brought up that Jefferson, the gal that was killed, had a gun. And it says here, police released an arrest warrant Tuesday, quoting the victim's 8-year-old Daldane, get this, and I apologize, but I was wrong, 8-year-old nephew, who probably had a better view of the gun than an 8-year-old son would have, the 8-year-old nephew as saying Jefferson, the gal that was shot by the police officer in the dark, had pulled out a gun after hearing suspicious noises behind her house. Do you hear what I said? Her 8-year-old nephew said that she was afraid and she pulled out a gun. And if she pulled out a gun, the gun had to be in her hand. It wasn't up her ass. And that's when the black politicians say that they're pissed for bringing up that Jefferson had a weapon. Trying to deflect the blame onto an innocent victim. No, they're trying to tell the truth. That's all they're doing is trying to tell the truth. But see, the niggers don't ever, ever, just like Michael Brown, the niggers never want the truth. So we don't want to give it to them. And this interim chief of police, Ed Krause, declared it was absolutely no excuse for the killing and said Jefferson behaved as a Texas homeowner would have on a hearing of a prowler. Now, that chief of police, that interim chief of police, is a no good piece of crap. Everybody's innocent in this great country till proven guilty. That's one of his police officers. He could have said no comment. He could have said, let's get the facts. But no, no, no. He don't want to take the heat from the niggers. All the niggers are out running around. So the chief of police says, supposed to be a qualified man to be the chief of police, said there was absolutely no excuse for the killing. How the hell does he know? There was absolutely no excuse. Here's a police officer, and I don't know all the facts, but if it was a police officer in the dark, didn't know if it was a burglary in progress, didn't know if it was a killing in progress, didn't know anything, sees a body moving around in the dark with a gun in their hand and says, stop, stop. They don't say, well, you know, I'm the police. What the hell does it make any difference? What's it make any difference? Is she going to shoot somebody, whether he's a policeman or not? Now, maybe that wasn't protocol, but think about it. If you're that police officer and it's dark and you see someone with a gun in their hand, probably pointing it at you, not knowing who you are, how do you know he thinks straight? You know, we're not robots. People aren't robots. Police officers aren't robots. you know, they're stressful situations. But again, for this chief of police to say that there's absolutely no excuse, you know what that does to hurt this police officer's case? Now, I'm not defending him because I don't know all the facts. I don't know if he's guilty or innocent, but you people think about it. The killing of a black woman by a white Fort Worth officer. That is the crux of the matter. The killing of a black woman by a white Fort Worth officer is the crux of the matter. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud, you hear me? Very proud to be, and for me alone to be, a white patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. Let's get back on the Illinois side momentarily. They're looking for a new chief of the airport, but it says that St. Clair County officials are being tight-lipped about a newly posted job listing airport director at the county-owned Mid-America Airport. Now, why would they be tight-lipped? That's taxpayers' dollars. That's our money. But they're going to be tight-lipped because they're going to get some other asswipe, no-good-for-nothing bastards like this Tim Cantrell, who did a piss-poor job for 17 years. But he declined to comment about the job listing on Tuesday, forwarding all questions to Mark the Big Faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman, who, by the way, and I'm reading verbatim, Kern did not respond to requests for comments about the job listing. It's a county job, a taxpayers-funded job, and he's not talking about it? What the hell does that tell you? And then they're touting that the airport 20% increase in passenger traffic expected in 2019. 20% increase in traffic for passengers flying out of Mid-America Airport. 20% more people taking their $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 on vacation because the flights are so cheap, taking their money and spending it out of our region, taking millions and millions of dollars away. We're not getting any money from a Allegiant airline, and Allegiant airline is the only airline, is a lone commercial passenger airline company at Mid-America, offering flights to Florida, South Carolina, Arizona, to Las Vegas during the peak season. Yeah, let's go to Mid-America Airport. Let's get the cheap flights. Let's go spend all of our money somewhere else. Why the hell do you think Allegiant stays here? because they're not paying the county anything. All they're doing is taking money away. And these ignorant, stupid bastards, they act like it's a big thing to have more passengers leave. Well, it is for Florida, for South Carolina, for Vegas, for Arizona. It's great for them because the people are going there to spend all their money. They're hurting all of our businesses in the St. Clair County and surrounding areas. It says that they're trying to get to bring more cargo or some cargo traffic in. It would bolster Mid-America's financial position. Hell, having gumball machines in the hallways at the airport would increase and bolster the Mid-America's financial position, because there is no financial position. It's cost us over $500 million, a half billion with a B, and more ongoing to build this airport, to keep this airport up, keep it functioning. But the St. Clair County corrupt politicians, they're never going to let it close, because then that would show what a disgrace they are, how incompetent they are, the lack of leadership that they give to St. Clair County. And everybody knows it's happening. I just hope everybody remembers come election day. But they're touting getting a new chief for the airport, but nobody's saying anything. The county board chairman can't be reached. The outgoing airport director's not saying anything. He declined the comment. That shows you what you have in these political settings, people, not just in St. Clair County, but all over this great country, all over this great country. Now they want to have a $96 million project to extend Metrolink from Shiloh Scott Air Base to Mid-America Airport. $98 million, people. $98 million to have the Metrolink go from the Scott Air Base, where it's already at, a few miles to Mid-America Airport. Isn't that amazing? That's some of the J.B. Pritzker's $50 billion job. But see, Pritzker, the new governor, he's a billionaire, but that's not his money he's spending. That's our money. That's a hardworking taxpayer's money. And we sit back and take it. And I ask why? Why do we sit back and take it when we're smarter than that? And on another note, on the east side of the river, School District 189, they're asking the state board for $6.5 million in supplemental funding for the coming year. This district, since 2013, the district has received $38 million in supplemental state funding. That's not the normal state funding, people. That's supplemental state funding. Since 2013, over $38 million has been wasted on School District 189. And I've been in East St. Louis all my life. That's nothing but a political setting. That's nothing but a political hire for these bastards that can get jobs. And anybody says any different, they're damn liars. And they want an additional $6.5 million. The superintendent, Arthur Culver, who makes $270,000 a year, plus benefits, plus car allowance, plus this, plus that. And we as the taxpayer, see, that's not coming out of East St. Louis taxes. That's coming out of our taxes that we give to the state and they recycle back. But it's amazing that East St. Louis will do that. And it says here in part of the article, if I can find it, and I laughed my ass off, they talked about how the school is getting better, And here's what it is, people. The number of elementary school students who met or succeeded state testing standards has increased in recent years. That means they're getting a lot better. They're learning a lot more. The teachers are teaching a lot more at that politically hooked up School District 189. And if School District 189 wants to screw up School District 189, fine. But don't ask for money from everybody else in the state of Illinois. Don't ask for people money in Belleville and Swansea. That's our state tax dollars going to waste. But anyway, the number of elementary school students who met or exceeded state testing standards has increased in recent years. Now listen to this, people. This is amazing. In math, the number of students meeting or exceeding standards is at 10% up from 4% level 4 years ago. It's up to 10% for the number of students meeting or exceeding standards is at 10%. That's 10% of the students qualified to go to the next level or qualified to learn. You know what that tells you? Don't have to be a mathematician. That means 90% of the students don't meet or exceed the standards. And it's up from 4% 4 years ago. 4 years ago, 4%, that means a 96% failure rate, people. A 96% failure rate. And they're bragging about it? School District 189, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. All you members ought to be ashamed of yourself. These poor kids, they're going to come up and be criminals because you're not teaching them. I remember back in the day when I taught down at the college down there. Kids out of high school, college freshmen and sophomores, could barely read or write. They push them through high school, they push them through college, then they come back as teachers in 189, and they do the same thing. What a vicious cycle. And they want us to pay $38 million more in supplemental funding for what? 10%, people. Up from 4% 4 years ago. So that's 90% failure rate. And they make it sound like it's really something. Now, when the state took over, everything was a little bit better. But as soon as the state goes away, you know what happens in these political situations? And I have to say, this is not a proud black situation. This is a nigger situation. Proud blacks wouldn't let their students go through this. Proud blacks would demand that the school district hire teachers, have programs to teach these students something. But I'll tell you what, I read in the paper, East St. Louis Athletics, East St. Louis football team, number 4 in the nation, number 3 in the world, whatever it is, they tout that. They tout athletics. Never tout academic. Think about it, people. And we all suffer because these bastards get out of school, and I say bastards because they are. Not the few proud black that try to get an education. But the niggers, they're out on the street killing, robbing, raping. When they get done at East St. Louis, they've taken over Washington Park, Brooklyn, Allerton, Centerville, Cahokia. They've taken over Belleville. And if anybody say any different, they're damn liars. They've taken over Belleville. That's why people are moving out. That's why all these apartments are being built in O'Fallon and in the outer east area. People in Belleville, when they can get out, they're going to get out. Now, I know I'm a racist for saying that. No, I'm a realist. I'm a realist because that's the way it is. More people need to become realists. It says School District 189 has 5,400 students in 10 schools. And it says that 83% of the students are from low-income families. Well, hell yes, they are, because they don't want a job. You can drive down the street, every place, hiring, hiring, hiring. Everybody's hiring. But the niggers down there, they're on the political plantation. The white boys in Belleville, the white criminal politicians in Belleville have told them, hey, you stay on that political plantation, we'll give you free food, free clothes. You can sleep all day and go out and do what you do at night, as long as you vote for us. And you people know that. Below the Hill has been getting elected, getting these East St. Louis and Belleville politicians elected every 2 and every 4 years. No matter what happens in the outer county, it seems like Below the Hill, they produce enough votes to get the Democrats elected. And I say that's true, and I say that's what's wrong with St. Clair County. It's not a two-party system. St. Clair County is a one-party system. It's always been a one-party system. And anytime you get a one-party system, you get it screwed up like it's screwed up now. So think about it, people. Lines are still open. You can call toll-free, 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. If you want to contradict anything I've said, please, 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 don't hesitate to give me a call and have your facts together. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Welcome back to the dark side. I was going to talk about the feds, and we'll talk about it a little bit tomorrow. They want millions back if the Loop trolley goes under. The feds want million back. They want their own. They want their money that is our money back if this Loop trolley goes under. And if they don't get money, more money of our money, taxpayers' dollar, it is going to go under. And Joe Edwards, you can thank Joe Edwards for that. Joe Edwards, the owner of all the places there on the Loop, that's why he wanted the trolley there. It's unbelievable the money spent for asswipe projects, and nobody says anything about it. So Joe Edwards, I'll say about it, it's a bad situation. The $51 million has been a waste. And I hope the government gets it back, but I don't know who the hell they're going to get it back from. They're going to get it back from us, the taxpayers. We'll take one more call. Go ahead, Tim. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob.
Hello.
I'm from the Monroe County area. I remember when you were a chief of police down there in the little town down the hill. I was wanting to know if you heard anything about a deputy sheriff, Monroe County's son was a jailer. He got him a job as a jailer, and he deprived a prisoner of his medication, and he almost killed him. He took pictures of his private parts on this guy's phone and sent it to the guy's wife, and everything's hush-hush. There's been all kinds of people trying to get information for the courthouse. Nobody would give it up. I was wondering if you heard anything, or how do you go about getting information from the bastards?
Well, you know, Tim, you have to get a freedom information. I don't have any information on that, but I appreciate the call. I will call later. I will call Monroe County and see what we can find out. I know at this point it's just an allegation, but Tim, if you say there's some truth to it, there may be some truth, so we'll find out what it is. So thank you very much for the call. You know, people, these politicians hide so much crap. You'd be amazed. I've seen, because I've witnessed it. I've been part of it. All the crap, and most of it's illegal. A lot of it's criminal, but they get away with it just like they do in Jefferson City, just like they do in Washington, D.C., just like they do in Springfield, Illinois, because, see, they enforce their own. If they want to come after you, they're coming after me because they don't like me, see? And I don't have any friends in Washington. They're going crazy on me because they can't stop what I say. They can stop me from being on the air eventually because, as I always say, you can't fight and win with the government. You can fight, but you're not going to win. But you can let them know that they were in a fight. But they take care of their own. Hillary Clinton, all the crap she did. All the telephones were subpoenaed. She had them tore up. She had them beat up. She had them busted with hammers. She had them burnt. What happened to her? Not a damn thing, because, see, she's part of the establishment. She's part of the team. Doesn't make any difference you're a Democrat or Republican. If you're part of the team, you're part of the team. And your laws aren't like our laws. See, these big ass white bastards have different laws than us common people. And it pisses me off. It pisses them off when I expose them. So It's kind of a two-way street. As always, people, I hope you understand the elections are coming up. Please listen to me. Listen to everybody. Don't believe any of us. Just listen. Then you research on your own, and you'll find out what I say is truth, is the truth. As always, it's unfiltered, but it makes no difference if I give you $1 million wrapped in cow manure or I give you $1 million in a nice, clean briefcase. It's still $1 million. You're still going to take it. It's still going to be what it's worth. So listen to me. Listen to other people. Research. Decide for yourself. This next election in 2020 is coming up, and it's going to be very, very important to this great country of ours. So as always, let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks. I say perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, people, you're not going to hear this. And when I'm gone, you'll be sorry, because you won't ever hear the unfiltered truth like you get it from me. Like it or not, it is the truth. So let's get the truth. Let's expose these asswipe, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that live underneath a rock, these sleazy, greasy, snake-like bastards. Yeah, oh, yeah, and I want to apologize to the snakes. They're not as bad. And as always, at the end of the day, you know what we have to do. We have to destroy them once and for all. Destroy them. Never, never, ever any violence. Destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch. The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ St. Louis.
Prince.